Well, Jeremy, let's get back to Donald Trump's foreign policy speech today, his first. NPR's diplomacy correspondent, Michelle Kellerman, joins us for that. And Michelle, the big question going into today was, would Trump sound more presidential? We're going to hear more from him, but your thoughts about answering his questions about whether he can appear presidential?
Well, he definitely seemed to at least stick to a script. And he also, you know, a lot of people have complained about him being this dangerous, unpredictable politician. And Donald Trump is presenting that as really a plus. He says America needs to shake off the rust of America's foreign policy, head in a new direction, and have America's interests above all else. And he said it helps to be more unpredictable, especially, he argues, when it comes to fighting a threat like ISIS.
Well, we're going to hear about that. Let's first hear from someone who introduced him. We'd been waiting to see who Donald Trump might align himself with as foreign policy advisors. He was introduced by Zalmay Khalilzad, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Iraq, Afghanistan, who also noted he was an immigrant from Afghanistan, made the point of saying illegal immigrant. What do you make of that choice?
You know, it was interesting because, you know, it was a Bush person, really. Khalilzad worked in the Bush administration. But soon after he spoke, the speech started turning to criticism, not just of President Obama, but also implicitly of George Bush and sort of the neoconservative wing of the Republican Party. Donald Trump talked about how it is a dangerous idea that we can make Western democracies in countries that have no experience or interest in that. And he cited, for instance, Iraq, but also more recently, Egypt, Libya, and talked about the failures in Syria.
Well, you also mentioned his criticism of President Obama's foreign policy, much of that. Let's listen to a little.
We've had a president who dislikes our friends and bows to our enemies, something that we've never seen before in the history of our country. He negotiated a disastrous deal with Iran, and then we watched them ignore its terms even before the ink was dry.
He also hit Hillary Clinton. He said that she slept the night of the raid on the American consulate in Benghazi in 2012. Did he connect her more firmly, though, with President Obama?
In some ways, yes, because even President Obama has suggested that he's annoyed by free riders in NATO, you know, countries that aren't paying their fair share. And that's something that Trump hit very hard on here. So in some ways, they have some similarities on that front. Donald Trump takes it much further in pushing also allies in Asia and in the Middle East. He said that, you know, the U.S. is going to continue to work with countries in the Middle East, Muslim nations, but they should, you know, thank the U.S. for their support more.
Yeah, you mentioned how he said he wanted to be unpredictable. That's good. He criticized how President Obama handled terrorism and ISIS and spoke about how a Trump administration might do things. Let's listen.
We tell everything. We're sending troops. We tell them. We're sending something else. We have a news conference. We have to be unpredictable. And we have to be unpredictable starting now.
Michelle Kellerman, it's members of the Republican Party and the party elite, if you will, that have raised questions about Donald Trump and his foreign policy plans. Do you think he assuaged anyone today with this speech?
I would say, you know, maybe more the isolationist wing of the party will be more with him on this. The neoconservative wing many of them have been out there tweeting already and criticizing this speech. So I don't think he really moved any of those people along, but he's going to have to find some advisors as he heads into the general election here to be on his side.
That's Michelle Kellerman, NPR's diplomacy correspondent. She listened in today as Donald Trump, who won big in the primaries yesterday, gave his first scripted, telepromptered foreign policy address today in Washington. We'll hear more fallout during the day. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.